We're up to the Vav Amud Aleph. We're up to the Vav Amud Aleph. Tana Rabban, about 8 lines from the top. Tana Rabban, we learned in the Braise. It says in the Pasuk, Moitzes Vasecha, what comes out of your mouth, Zu Mitzes Asei, that is a Mitzah Asei, you have to keep your promises. And Tishmoy, and you have to guard it, Zu Mitzes Loisase, that is a Loisase, the Asisa. Then it says, you should do everything you promised, as Hore Lebezen Vasisa, you should be forced. This is a warning to the Bezen. She asked Sucha that they should force you, Kasha and Adar, to keep your word. Zened, this is referring to the Dorim. Your word, Lashem, Elekecha, to the Eibishter. These are mitzvahs, these are kabbalah you have to bring for the Eibishter, which is Elucha, Tois, and Hashamas, and Eilus, Ishlam. They're all for the Eibishter.
So is this now, there's a
we're repeating again. That's right, exactly. Now we're bringing Asay and Elisha. Nedovim. How do we know Nedovim? It says in the passage, Nedovim, Keshmashmoy. It means Nedovim. Asha Dibarta, that you spoke, what are we referring to there? Elu Kotcha Bedegabaya. These are promises you said you'll donate to the maintenance of Beis Hamikdash. Bepicha, with your mouth, that's tzedakah. All of these things you have to keep. Rashi, Moitzei Sfasecha Zomitzes Asei, Demestama Hochi Omakra. This is a passing man's. Moitzei Sfasecha Kaim. The words that come out of your mouth, you should keep. You shouldn't delay. Whenever it says the word Hishamar Pen, it's always coming for Loisa. It's a famous question. Tesh already asked all of the Shanim. We have a rule, Hishamar da Asay. Whenever it says Hishamar and it follows an Asay, just to reinforce the Asay. It's not a lav. And here, what are you saying? Something else you can do to rectify it. To rectify, you stole it, give it back. You took the egg, or send the mother away afterwards. You can fix it up here. No little fixing up here. The same aveda. There's a say, and there's also a flip side. There's a lois asay. Like it's docker. Don't clench your fist. Give. It's two sides. Anyway, the Tesis already explains that if there's an asay and it says he shamed asay. Here the pasuk says. The pasuk before says loisa acher, you shouldn't delay, and therefore the hishamid here is actually referring back to the pasuk loisa acher, you shouldn't delay. Okay, now the Gemara will analyze the braisa. Omamar, you said moitzes fasecha zu mitzes asay. You have to keep your word. Lomali, what do you need for this asay? We already learned yesterday. Mivabasa shama v'haveisem shama. It says that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, it says mivabasa shama, you should bring over there and bring over there all your zivchechem. So we already have your asay. Next question is again. You said Tishma. That's a mitzvah loisus. Lomalim loisus achil the shaman afkar. We already know from loisus achil is a loisus. Then you say, "Boz hisa as horu lebezin she asucha bezin should force you to make sure you keep your word." Lomali the yakriv oisin afkar. We learn from the pasuk yakriv oisai that the bezin will force you to bring your kabbanas. The time we learned yakriv oisai you should bring your kabbanas. Melamed shekoyfin oisai we force you. Now we're not talking about here chatoiz or shamas because we know anyway you're going to bring it. It's a kapara. It's your other kabbanas, your oilers and shlamim. Yochab bal korcha, our thought, bal korcha, tamalimil, it has to be willingly. Okay, it's at koifenois, we force you, ad shiyayim reitzani, till you say reitzani. Tais already asked, every mitzvah you force, we already learned, you know, if a guy said, I don't want to punch lulav, I don't want to put on tefillin, you force him, ad shiyayim reitzani. So what's the big chiddush here by a carbon? Tais said, the chiddush by a carbon is because the puzzle is clearly reitzani. So we would have thought that the little tzayne means it has to be, totally agreeable. That's what it tells you. But I said, how does it work? This itself, that because deep down, every yid wants to do the right thing anyway. Yeah. So they already asked, so why oilers do we force you? Since chatois and shamas, we don't force you because it's a kapara, you'll do it anyway. Oilers is also, oilers will learn more humans, but chapra mitzvah asay. So it's also kapara. So Teza says, but by mitzvah say we learned if you do tshuva and ainu zaz mishama shemoichin loy, so it's good enough. You don't have to bring a carbon oiler to for mitzvah say. You can just do tshuva; it's good enough. Therefore, since the oiler you don't have to, we have to force you to bring it. So what do you need both for? And for the gemara, chad is one set of psukim is the amar where he said v'loy afrish and he didn't set it aside. And the chad, the other one is afish. If you set aside the kabbalas, v'le akir didn't bring it to the mizbech. And you need to tell you for each one, each stage of the way, you're over. Utsichuni both. The Ashmin and Omar, if he just said, Velay Afish, he didn't set it aside, I would say, you know why over there you're over that saying the Loisa say Mishun, like Kaimel in the Buddha. The whole thing's about your words and keep your words. Aval Afrish Vala Akiv, you did keep your word. You set it aside. You just didn't physically give it over. When it comes to Kabbalah, wherever it is, it belongs to the Eibishter. Tzicha, we need it. So before you ask, what about Tzedakah? Tzedakah, Kol Zman it's by you, even though you set it aside, is not called, you know, this union of Begozer the Rachmon is by Kabbalah. Because we know Kabbalah belongs to the Eibishter. And even we had before, even if according to Rabbi Yezhi said that it's yours, it's like it's the Eibishter Gavoy Kazach, the Eibishter gives it back to you. But Tzedakah is always yours, so you give it away. So must be talking about, let's say there's a, so they say it's talking about you, it's a three-hour question. They say you're talking about you gave it to the Gabbai, and then you took it back. So now you took it back, and the Gabbai's chasing you, give it back to me. So now you're over, and wherever it is, it's because of Rachmana, because you already gave it to the Gabbai who represents, you know, the Gabbai's Anan Yadanim, Anan, Dimara says. Exactly. And that's a teacher, you're going to say, Loises and all that. The Iash, if you only knew the other din, Afrish will act if he set aside.
When do you say Ma'asin al-Aksofen, that they force them?
That's if a community makes levies taxes on Morin Barbas will have a Zayin. If the community makes
so
levies
has
taxes.
To participate in paying the
yeah,
tax.
That's a communal tax.
That's
not the same thing.
Sort of thing of Kofin.
No. And the Gemara in Babasa later on says that that's Dukkah that when we force, and the question is communal, the community decided that you can afford to give this much, you need this. How can you force? Because we have a rule that any mitzvah with a schar nit and cost of matan schar betzida, you don't force. How come by Dukkah we force? And he must say, you force as well. And your Tesserae deals with this. The Kamash Legabei, and if you only knew about setting aside it because not yours, what is it still doing by you? That's why you get Malkus. Abel Amar Bele Afi just said, Eima Dibudu like Klumi words, nothing Tzricha. Everybody asks, how can you think Dibudu like Klumu? We know, I mean, Rosal Legavoya keeps Rosal Hayit. That when you say today, it's a Migdash, as if you gave it over, we know like Klumu. So one of the Rishonim wants to say, and I can't remember who, it's not his, I think it's Nadorim, that this is Taka the Mokker. How do you Taka know that I mean, Rosal Legavoya keeps Rosal Hayit? This is it. The Kamashalani is that you're Dibur. All you did was he said Dibur. And yet you get Malkus and you get all thing. Why? Because I mean, Rasul Gomes, I said, this is the Mokker. Sikh if you need both. How can you say that one of the that is talking about a case where you just said you didn't mafrish? What do we know about the dover? The difference between a ned and a dover, a ned is you take it upon yourself. There's no, and a dover is when you have a set aside an animal. The moment you set aside an animal, that's really afrish. So how can you tell me that one of these places when it says nedaber is talking about omar v'lo afrish? Then it's not nedaber. If you said I will do, that's neder. How can you have a case of nedaber and it's be omar v'lo afrish? But now didn't we learn the Mishnah? Eizu neder. What's a neder? Ha'imer hadei alay oyle. Eizu nedaber. Ha'imer hadei zu oyle. And omar be neder. There's a difference in neder. Meis. If you made a neder, then the animal died. Your nigdim stone chay b'chirusa. It's your responsibility. Nedaber meis and nigdim ain't chay b'chirusa. So how can you have nedaver and at the same time omar v'lo afrish? Omar rava says rava mishkachas lo it could be. You know how? A modern case. Kegoyin de omar he said rei alai oyla. I take upon myself an oyla. Amenas she'ein l'chai b'achir yusa. He said I take upon myself an oyla, and on the condition that I'm not chai b'achrais. So you show. So in other words, I didn't show the animal, but I'm saying I'm taking one animal. It's upon myself. But I'm not taking responsibility. This animal dies. I only own one animal. If the animal dies, I'm not doing it again. It's like nedaver. You only have one animal. So it's like nedaver. Or identified, or you only have one animal. It's like nedaver. But it's neder because you're not taking a chreis.
Harei olai is not the neder. Animal. It's neder. It's on him.
Exactly.
So but even if his animal dies, he has to find another
no,
one.
No. Because you said, in the same neder, you said, be'eini chai b'achriusa. I'm not taking responsibility.
Achriusa means a specific this, animal.
Exactly. So
that's no longer harei olai.
It's taro saying harei olai. I take it by myself. It's in me. Yeah, exactly. What exactly is it? It's like a chant. Rashi, no, Rashi. Right, Gemara. The picha zutzdoke. What does the picha mean? Tiad gives zutzdoke. Amar Rabbe utzdoke mechayiv alal alter. Zutzdoke yechayiv straight away. My timer. Why? The kaima aniim, the poor people in front of you. How can you not give it? Pshita. Ma, I would have thought giving the million kabbonis. I don't have to give million kabbonis. Mashalom. So Teshuvah explained before, but the previous brayse we had that is Taka Bal Ta'achar Fidi Yom Tevim. So Teshuvah said before, if the Aniyim standing in front of you, you're over straight away. If there are no Aniyim standing in front of you, just setting it aside, then you have Fidi Yom Tevim to give it over.
So that's the law.
Why Taka over straight away? Ha Samuda Talinach Mar Regalim. There by Kabbanis, it depends on Yom Tevim. Avul Hachaloi Doshchich Aniyim. Not only to hear Rashi. Rashi pichas utzdok. Kroy say dodi yakri voice. My yakri voice. Kroy say action. Hoxi bereish. Yakri voice. Bring it. Chadlam alive. Lo yafresh. What is dovik? Zivu bekrol bal tachanam. Rabin lebeg zeshava. Mason nignev. Imi frishu lachem. I set it aside. If when I'll set it aside. So at the moment you didn't specific animal. Whenever I decide to set an animal, if it gets lost, I'm not taking responsibility. So it's so like a mixture of ned and adover. Mishkachad amav lo hifrish b'havin adover and adover. Ki goni amar elisha amanashe kishafreshenu. When I will be mafreshit, lo yischayev b'achrius. I will not be chayev or achrayis. Kivin yonah krabonis yivel b'al ta'achir. Tell me about amar rove. Kivin she'over olav regal echad oiver ba'asei. As soon as your oiver, one regal goes by, your oiver and asei. Machlek is if you're over every day then an asei or just a one-off asei that you're over. So the asei is after one yomtiv, the loises is after three. Not like we had 2 days ago, one of the tanaim, we say that the asei and loises, they come together. It's the flip side of each other. Rashi, oiv asei, ala korban, what asei, the chesiv it says, uvos ha-shomer v'ha-vesen, or moitz ha-sechet ishmer. Second, we'll invite the mate, I'll ask you a question. You tell me your oiv and asei straight away. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, the puppy is the one testified regarding al Vlad Shalomim, regarding of the baby calf of a Shalomim. They set aside an animal that was pregnant. And Yaakiru Shalomim, that the animal is born, since it was born into a mother who's a Shalomim, it also has to be brought up as a Shalomim. Amara Papias, Ani Meyit Shahoisalon. Taka happened to us. We had a potter shell Zivche Shlamim, Vachalnu Bepesach, and we ate on Pesach, Vachalnu Velodu Shlamim, and we ate the child Bechag. We made sure we ate it by Sukkis because it's a Shlamim, and you have three Amtaibim to do it. Ashel Zafraga, you're telling me Yoven Asay straight away. Chag generally is Tam Chag, is Sukkis. If you're telling me Yoven Asay straight away, why did they wait till Sukkis? You should have eaten it Shuas. We know when it comes to carbon, you have to inspect it in 8 days. Fine, it wasn't shaykh for Pesach. How do you delay it past the Shavuot? Or if you're pregnant after it came Kodesh. Maybe 8 days in Avril Lashem Yom, 8 days didn't go by. Omer Rab Zvid Mashmei the Rav answers the Gemara. Zvid's the name of Rav. Keep going. You know what we're talking about here. So Yechayil about Tzedes. He wanted to bring a Shavuos, but he was sick. The Balabas. The Machlekes in the first year. He's talking about Balabas or the animal. Well, the Balabas is the animal. Tzedes learns it's the animal and it's like Isra Mum. Others learn it's the Balabas. But with either one, he couldn't bring in a Shavuos. If you can't, then you're not over. It's not a question of delaying. It's time for the sake of delaying. Rashi Yechayil HaVlad. So Rashi learns Klor. It's the Vlad. So that's Pasha why. So therefore, you tell me a story. It's what happened. You brought in a sukkah. No, what are you? Says Malbaita. Rabashi, Yom Rabashi says, "My v'achalnu v'lod shlomim bechag." You thought that chag means sukkah? Chag a shvus. Chag can mean anything. Chag means shvus. Either the one who assumed automatically that it's sukkah. How did you know? How did you know? Kol heicha de tani pesach. Whenever we bring the yom to pesach, we nominated a name. Then if you talk about shvus, tani atzeres. We call it Atzeres because Shavuos is the Atzeres of Pesach. We don't call it Stam Chag because the two are linked together. Rashi. Kolecha Tani Pesach, the boy, the Mishnah, Ba'aseh Shavuos, Tani Atzeres, Bolei Chag. We don't use the word Chag, we use the word Atzeres. Okay, so anyone right now, he says Rabbi further. Omar Rove, Kivan She'avru Olav Gimel Regalim B'chol Yoyim Ve'yoyim Oiv Bal Ta'acher. This Bal Ta'acher is different. Bal Ta'acher, after the three Yom Tovim, every day you delay it, you're Oiv. You can't say, oh, wait till the next Yom Tov. No, every day you're Oiv another Aveda. Says you want to make, I'll ask you a question. Echad b'choir, it says in a braisa, whether it's a b'choir. The echad kolak kachim, whether any other carbon, kivan she'avru aleim, either a shana b'loy degolim, day to day, a year goes by, even though three of them didn't go by, you'll be over b'al tachir. Now we're going to try to work out how is it possible for a year to go by without over b'al tachir. Now obviously if you hold that you need the three Yom Tovim in a specific order, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, then it's very possible. You set aside the animal between Pesach and Shavuos, and if you're not over for another year and a half, al Yom Tovim. But al Shana, you'll be over when the Shana goes by, according to this mandala. Or, if you have a golden below Shana, three Yom Tovim, but a year didn't expire, is over b'al tachir. That's what he asks. The Gemara Chachila couldn't understand what's the question. How is that a question that you're not able to talk every day? Behind my teacher, what exactly is the question? The guy has a question. It's a brilliant question. Mehdi, let us explain to you what he's asking. Tony Allah v'kamahadid. The Tan is trying to make it to dramatize that, you know, you better give, make a move on it because you'll be Oyev and Aveda. So shouldn't he have gone even a step worse and say that not only Oyev Baltacher after a year without Tanim Tavi, but you'll be Oyev every single day? Allah v'kamahadid. Least the b'chol yom v'yom Baltacher. Let him say that every day you're Baltacher. That's the question. Either the other guy says no. Tanda le mikve belav kamahadid. Belav he say le kamahadid. All the times he's making a lav, not even making many lav. Rashi shone below the goal. Come for him to explain. The mikve belav kamahadid. Lo hid yachav kol tzidis manan has cholos about tachav. He's trying to tell you all the different angles about tachav begins. Alav he say loy mahadid. Yachav lav and habin shabay many lav. Says the Gemara Gufa. Let us analyze the brayse. Echad b'choy ve'echad kol hakotchim kivon she'ovru aleim shon le'golim. The year goes by without any yom tovim, or the golim le'shon the 3 yom tovim without a year over baltachin. Okay. B'yish le'mer the golim le'shon 3 yom tovim without a year mishkachela is very easy to find. Ed of Pesach, and then by time Sukkot is over, you're over 3 yom tovim, even though the year didn't expire. Okay, that's poshut. El'shon le'bele the golim mishkachela. How do you have a year without yom tovim? Is Hanichalamandi East Lake Sidran the one who said that what? That you follow that the Yom Tovim have to be in order, so it's possible for the year to expire before the 3 Yom Tovim. If you made it between Shavuos and Sukkot, then you have to wait till the following Sukkot to have a 3 Yom Tovim, but the year expired Chafav whenever you made your thing. Okay. Mishkachla, makes sense. Alaman, the less Lake Sidran, the Tano hold that you don't need it in order, any 3 Yom Tovim. How is it ever possible to have a year without 3 Yom Tovim? Hey, Mishkachas lo, how can the year expire before the 3 Yom Tovim? Rashi, honey, chlamad the boy, kisidim, mishkachla the avra shana. Velay avru the golem, kisidim, in order, velam the velim, the given, the avra shana, year went by, avra mishkachla avru the golem, the 3 Yom Tovim, kisidim, chayv, you're ready, chayv. That's a chiddish. According to the bride, said that a year without 3 Yom Tovim, you're also chayv. So, we look at Rav Shimon, bechad, lepol, lebechad. He agreed, Rav Shimon, that you need the Yom Tovim in order, but he disagreed. Rav Shimon held, wait till those 3 Yom Tovim go by, and he said, no, once the anniversary of the date that you set the kabbalah aside, you're ready, Oyev. Fine. But if you hold that it don't have to be in specific order, how can it ever be that 3 Yom Tovim should not be a year? How can a year go by before 3 Yom Tovim? Answer the question. Bishleim le Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, who learned Mishkachas lo. You know where you find it? Bishana ubed is in a leap year. What does Rebbe hold about a leap year? The Tanya we learn Shana Tamima. It says in the pasuk that a complete year. It says in the positive, if you don't redeem the house, if you don't redeem the house, you have a shana tamima, and then you lose the house. What's a shana tamima? A whole year. What's a whole year? Rebbe Eimer, a whole year is not a lunar year, it's a solar year. A solar year is a complete year, it's always the same. That's a complete year. Lunar years fluctuate. So therefore, Rebbe's like this. Moina, you count from the date of sale of the house in Bati Yerchema, you count a shana tamima, and the anniversary of that date, that's when the year expires. Gimel May Vashishim Khamisha Yem, Kimir the Khama, 365 days according to the calendar, and that's it. That's Shon Mimah. You don't buy it, you forfeit it. And the Chachamim, regardless, it's the anniversary of the day. Maina Yud Beis Chaydish Miyem Liyem. The anniversary, yes. You sold it on Tezva Benissan, you wait till the next one, Tezva Benissan. And what happens if it happens to be leap year? You good luck. You have another month to buy it back. It's anniversary of the day. That's what Shana Tamim means, anniversary of the day. The im nis'abra Shana, nis'abra loy. And the benefit goes to the seller. So miskach lo le Rebbe, according to Rebbe, that 365 days. In, so if you have a leap year, you made the promise, let's say, Moitzoy Pesach. You made the promise, Moitzoy Pesach. You had a leap year, according to Rebbe, that 365 days will expire, maybe Ches Nissen. So the year ended before the 3 Yom Tovim. You didn't have the 3rd Yom Tov yet. Because you had Shavuos, the Sukkot was your Pesach. And that's a Chiddush, according to Rebbe, that a Shana without 3 to Golem, you're still over. Okay, makes sense. Mishkach Rebbe, Akdush, Akadja, Basa Chaga Matzes, you're in right after Pesach, the Chimata, Shili Oder, Basra. When it comes to the end of the next Oder, or beginning of this and sometime, Shana, Malya, the Golem, Leimal. A year went by, but then Yom Tov didn't. El Rabban, the Rabban holds anniversary of the day. If you made it after Pesach, then again, right at the Pesach of 3 Yom Tovim. How can you ever have a year without 3 Yom Tovim? How can it ever be? Rashi. selling a house in the world city. Every year we give you 365 days. Sometimes it's to your benefit, sometimes it's to your loss. That's when you forfeit the house. That I'm going to say no. Anniversary of the date. If he sold it, his benefit. If it's a leap year, too bad on the buyer. Doesn't get, end up keeping it. So the seller has a couple more days to try to buy back. Within the Yom Tov. Why this day has to say in the Yom Tov is not clear. Is the Amri la'achreg after the Yom Tov. V'shili other basa lav davka. If it's after, what bothered them was the Gemara says shili other. If it's the end of Pesach, it's impossible that 365 days later should be the end of other. It would have to be the beginning of Nisan sometime. So they want to learn that it was born in the middle of Yom Tov. But Rashi says the better pshat is that it happened after Yom Tov. When the Gemara says the end of other, it doesn't lav davka the end of other. It means before Pesach. La'achreg yotze other coming after the other left in the beginning of Nisan sometime. So how can a year go by without the Yom Tov? You know how? The famous Rav Shmaya. What does Rav Shmaya say? Atzeres Shavuos is not a fixed day on the calendar. It's 50 days after Pesach. So Pa'amim Hey, sometimes it comes out on the fifth day of Sivan. Pa'amim Shisha, sometimes it comes out on the sixth day of Sivan. And Pa'amim Shiva, sometimes on the seventh day of Sivan. It's no fixed day. Okay, so what do you mean, how's it work? Shnei and Malayin, if Nisan and here both are 30 days, and Chamisha comes on 5th day of Sivan. Shnei and Chesed, they both have 29 days, then Shiva. Then it comes on the 7th day of Sivan. Echad Malayin, Echad Ways today, where we have in our calendar, one is 30 and one is 29, then Shavuos always comes out, and Shisha on the 6th day. Now, if you made the promise on the 7th day, if you made the promise ahead of Shavuos, but Shavuos that year was the 7th day, and you made the promise on the 6th day, next year, or the other way around. You made the promise on the sixth day, on the sixth day, or the fifth day, so the fifth or sixth day, and Shavuos that year was the seventh. Then the next year, Shavuos that year was the fifth, and the next year when it comes by, Shavuos is only the seventh. So you're not over 3 Yom Tovim yet. You made the promise on the sixth. Shavuos on the fifth. You made the promise on the sixth. Comes the next, says, come next year when the third Yom Tov is Shavuos, the Shavuos has to be the seventh. So you won't be over the Yom, the 3 Yom Tov until the 7th, but you'll be over as the year on the 6th. Exactly. So you made it when the Shavuos happened to be on the 5th or the 6th, and then next year when it comes around, the Shavuos on the 7th. So your year ends before the Yom Tov. Rashi, be pamim shisha shushisha bezini yom chamish loyim and 50 days loyim. Shnei malayim nisim veir hadi tezvav yom nisim v'lamadir. So you have 30 days of veir and 50 nisim molly lo chamish v'chamish nisim ends 57 echem molly mishkach lo shani b'leder golam a year without a yom tem gilay shnei malayim b'full. Idi atzed maybe 7 shavuos and the fifth vegedeshal machir bevasi and you made it holy either the fifth or the sixth makes no difference. We'll shana about the next year shnei chesed both chesedim veir atzed bezayin 7 and shavuos comes down the 7th. V'ashana malay but yom vav bezivin the year anniversary is on the 6th. Mishkedisha when you made it holy v'dayin lo over the 10th. And Shavuos didn't go by. Says the Gemara, Uman Tana de Polo Galer Shmaya. Who is this Tana that doesn't mention Shana Beleder Golem? The Tana who doesn't mention that a year can go by without 3 Yom Tovim. Obviously, he argues it's impossible. Who is that who argues? That's the Achedim. We had a few times already. Tana, we learn in Sanhedrin, all the places Achedim, I mean, the Achedim say, Ein Bein Atzeres La Atzeres. You don't, between one year and the next, they believe the calendars are fixed and nobody can tamper with the calendar every month. One is Mali, one is Chassid, one is Mali, Chassid. They never touch any of them. Even today, Cheshvan and Kislev, we don't touch with, you know, sometimes they're both Mali, Chassid, whatever. We don't touch anything. Everything is fixed. Bein Reisha, Shana Reshana, El Adal Yom Levad. And there's no rules about Du Reish, nor that. And they hold, therefore, that every year, 354 years, days to the year, and therefore 350 is an even amount, and then 4 more days. Every year, everything is pushed out by 4 days. And if it's an Ibiyar, which is the extra month is always 29 days, it's an extra day, so that year will be 5 days pushed off. So the im hoy sa shana muberes chamisha. So therefore, there's no such thing as sometimes Nissan can both be chasers, something can both be molly. It can't be. It's always fixed. So according to that, it's impossible ever to have a year without the Yom Tov if you follow the opinion of Rabbanan. anniversary of the date. Rashi, El Dal Yomi, because I'm like, Chol Chodesh on Echem, Alech Chazet, each one full, one full, Ve'em Abrim, Ve'em Chazet Shum Chaydesh, never, Letzaydech, even for necessity, Ve'av Lashon Hashinun Dal Yomi, every year, 354 days, Nimtaz Kol Hashon Shavuayim Shleimi, Shavuayim Shleimi, to a complete weeks, Chutz Medalad Yomi, there's an extra 4 days, the Hein Hadoichin Kviyas Hashon Mekviyas Chav, the one for the next, Only one day, more than four shavuos.
So how did it explain the chayk if it's on 6 or 7 of seven?
He doesn't hold the chayim on hold of that, but we don't pass the chayim. But the chayim hold it. We hold the adurash and all that. They don't have any of that. No rules. Everything is fixed. Exactly.
According to the shavuos, was when?
Always on the sixth. Always on the sixth. Where we have it today? One is molly, one is chas. Never was different. And if Harry and Machlek is according to Lachedim, if they even, what was the point of having Edim? Did they have Edim? What was the whole point? Because it's always fixed regardless if they saw or they didn't see. Or did they start any later? Boy, Yirab Zayd, that's a question. What about Yiddish? You yashend mahu bebal ta'achid. If your father left behind, whatever it is, or somebody's father left behind an animal, are you oib bebal ta'achid if he didn't bring up the animal that he set aside? Well, today was also a Shchedish. Today was a Shchedish and Machar Shchedish was tomorrow's Shchedish. Could be. The famous Machlek is regarding Chometz on Pesach. If somebody yashens Chometz on Pesach, Hayayi Bebai Rabai Motzei. And Machlek is not Yudachok Yaakov, the long Al Tereb on it. But a lot has to do with this Gemara right here. Because he asks here the question about the Yerish Knas. You're not Yerish Knas.
When you Yerish from the father, his Chiyuv of Hekdesh, does it go from when the father was Makdesh or from when it came into your Bailus? When does your...
You only are, only when it comes to your bailus. But the din is, we're having more kedushin, we'll have a more kedushin, that there's you know, if shibud is deraisa, even if the mother or the father didn't set the animal aside, there's a shibud deraisa that you have to take an animal and bring it. If shibud alav deraisa, it's talking about they physically already set aside an animal and said this animal is going to a carbon. So the question now is the child oil about achik? Because they never made the nether. They then made the nether. What happens? That's a bit different. It's different. The question of what when's the chalais? Yeah. Boy, Rabbi Zayda, Yiddish. What's the shaila? Kisid the nemer of neder rochman of a whole loin noda. You never made a neder. I dilma. It's in the pasuk. Uvas a shama v'havesim shama. That everyone that this animal has to be brought there, and there's a chiv on this animal. It says in the pasuk meimcha. It says in the pasuk that the Eibushel demanded meimcha from you. Why aren't you bringing the carbon? So we dash and prat liyerish from you, the guy who made the neder, and not the his heir. Freddy Gemara, didn't we use yesterday by meimcha? My boy, we use that for like a shikopeya. Tell you that only that even anything that the only people who are with you can join in, and like a shikopeya. Also, there's an iser. Kari be imcha the kari be imcha. Could the imcha teach you the same thing? It says meimcha. To teach you that what? That also the Yoshim, you have a special pasuk here. Rashi, Yodibah, Badach, Al Nedr, over the Nedr, his father, Kurmim, Chomim, Chadarish, Beitati, Dimcha, Mashmalai, Chelke, Shalon, and Chelke, Venoni. Or Memmi, the Apes will demand from you, what are you taking it? Or Memmi, say to the Mutti Yodish, say, what about Boy, Rab Zayda, Rab Zayda has a question. This is interesting because this Machlekis. You know, you think it'll be Psochim, then Psochim, or Chagig, whatever it is, it's brought down to Rosh Hashanah Dech Agav. And it's interesting, Machlek, look at this. Isha Mao Bal Tachir is a woman over Bal Tachir. Since she doesn't have to be a carbon oiler, she has no Chiv to be oiler regal. If she has no Chiv to be oiler regal, the whole idea of Bal Tachir is you go to oiler regal anyway, bring all your Chiyuvim. But she has no Din of regal, so she has Ebchal Isa Bal Tachir. Or maybe some other Isa, that once the year is up, she has to make an effort to go, how's it work? Me Amrin and Holoi Mechayve Bedir, she has no Chiv Eilazir. And Tezer says, therefore, the same question applies on a Chayle or a Zakin or Mishain like Karka. Do they have Isa about Tachar? I do me ha Isa be Simcha. Since she has the mitzvah of Simcha, Besamachta be Chagecha, and Simcha is meat, carbon, Simcha. So she has to go to Yishalayim, not Alts Eilazir, but she has to go to Yishalayim, carbon, Simcha. The Gemara says in the beginning that a cotton who's old enough. Cotton who's not old enough needs his mother to take him to the Beis Hamikdash is considered cotton and his potter. So we see from there that the mother has to also be Eilat Egel. Altsvos, Alts Simcha. So Rabbi Zayda holds clearly that a woman has the mitzvah of Simcha and Yomtiv. So therefore the question is she chayiv or not? Omele Bais, Labaya, the tape of Gleid, the Isa of Simcha, what's the Shaila? that she has a mitzvah of simcha. So obviously she has to go anyway. So what's the tutsdadi? So who cares why she's going? Als oyla zriya or als korban shalmi simcha. Regardless, she has to go to the base of Megiddo 3 times a year. So obviously she has bal tacha. What's your shayla? Says the Gemara back to Baya. What's your question? How can you ask a question? Well, Amar Abaye, don't you say Isha Baila Misamcha? You hold clearly that there's no mitzvah simcha on a woman on Yom Tov. The mitzvah simcha is on the husband. Isha Baila Misamcha. The husband has the mitzvah. Says Gemara, you're right. L'dvar of the Rav Zeira Koma. So here it is. We have a machlekes Rav Zeira and Abaye. Rav Zeira holds that a woman has a mitzvah of simcha. Samachta b'chagecha is a mitzvah on the woman, just like on the man. Abaye said there's no mitzvah on a woman simcha Yom Tov. The mitzvah is on the man to make his wife happy. Interesting machlekes, it's such important machlekes. Make her happy. The mitzvah is simach chagecha. Once you have a simcha, ain't simcha b'basa. But look what Rashi says.
Buses for the men.
No. Rav Zeira holds buses for the woman. What's Rav Zeira saying? Rav Zeira saying she has to go to Beis HaMikdash because she has a mitzvah of simcha, of korban simcha. So she has to go. What happens? So, but Abaye holds no. Abaye holds the mitzvah of the man. And what does the man have to do? So the machlekes Rashi tells what the man has to do. Rashi says, look at Rashi. Rashi says, don't even the husband doesn't have to give a steak. The husband has to buy a nice clothing and jewelry. Tell you, what are you talking about? The husband has to give a steak. But the chiv is not on the wife, the chiv is on the husband. Rashi. Where does Baal Tacha come in? Since she has to go up anyway, al simcha d'chsiv, samachta b'chagecha. The only way you can fulfill the mitzvah of samachta is through eating shlamim. So therefore, she has to go. Says Rashi, in Bavel used to wear colored clothes, and Beit Yisrael be the pishul megohat in nice white linen. Hachi isa b'kedushin. Taisa says, what are you talking about? Taisa argues. Taisa says, talking about flesh. But we're talking about in those days, in Bezman Beis Hamikdash, the husband had a chiv to give his wife flesh. It's an amazing thing in Svara that I have a mitzvah with somebody else and that person has no mitzvah. My mitzvah is to make sure someone else does something and that person has no mitzvah in that. It's unheard of. No, the Bepruvu, she becomes part of the mitzvah.
But she doesn't have the mitzvah.
But she becomes part of it. Even here, if she becomes part of it, then she has to go to Eilereg anyway. She has to go to Eilereg, then what's up is that his question? According to Baya. They might have said that. She has to go. But anyone say, no, it sounds like she has absolute chiv. It's her choice. The husband has a chiv to make sure he does, but she doesn't want to go, doesn't go. So well, how can you make it a mitzvah on the husband to do something that maybe he can't even do? If she decides, I don't want to, that's too big of a mutchinish. I don't want to go. Anyway.
Same question that would apply to a sick person who can't make it up to Eretz Yisrael.
So he's potter. The din is a sick person's potter.
So he's not chayv, that's it.
He's not chayv anything.
No,
or simcha.
I'm saying he's not chayv. But he doesn't have that. He's not able about. He hasn't pushed anything up.
Yeah, I told you. Tell you already, a sick person or an old person or Misha ain't like karka, it's all the same din. Same thing. Okay. There's two more lines. If you want to bite the bailo, another question. Anyway, remember, it's interesting, the Homachlek is right on Shon Derech Agav. There's a Shakas Ayi on this, and there's a lot of talk on it, but it's like so Derech Agav, such an important Machlekes. Yiboyelu, I have a question. B'choyr, a B'choyr, me'ei masai moinen loishana. A B'choyr, for when do you start counting the year? We said that you have to bring it up within the year. What's a Shaila? Is it from Abayom, as soon as it's born? Anniversary of the year, you have to bring it up. And you still bring it later, so remember, it's not possible, but you're over a mitzvah. You wait 8 days when the animal is suitable to be brought up, and then you bring it brought up. But like, please, not machlekes. Hard time, an animal that will be brought up as a carbon, then you got to wait 8 days. As Rashi, the koila hatsa suitable to be brought up as a mishnah need a latsa when it's suitable. And hard balmum, if it's not, it's a balmum, so it's not shaykh to the mizbeach, then it's only going to belong to the koin, and he'll eat it. So then he has to do it within a year. So the Gemara, the Kohen also has to wait 8 days. Because maybe it's a knifeful. And you have to wait 8 days to make sure the animal is healthy. In other words, the Havam in the Gemara was that every animal, regardless whether carbon or not, even an animal to eat veal, whatever it is, you have to wait till it's 8 days old. Otherwise, you're not allowed to eat because it's child treifus. Says the Gemara, the kim lebe shekolah chadosh. The Gemara concludes, if you know that the animal was full gestation period, then you don't have to wait 8 days. You can check the animal as soon as it's born. You don't have to wait at all. And this din of waiting 8 days is only if you're not sure. And in fact, it says in the Shekhmara that since, even if you're not sure, since roiv animals are not kolov chadoshev, therefore you can check an animal straight away. Only come to wait 8 days.
Is that the meaning of the 8 days?